Precipitation across the Midwest will be somewhat restricted over the coming week, and temperatures are going to continue to be warmer biased. The western Corn Belt and Great Plains will see the greatest anomaly in the temperatures relative to normal, which is similar to what's occurred over the past couple of days. We've seen high temperatures these past couple of days work their way into the 70s across parts of the southern plains from southern Kansas down into Texas. That's real spring-like weather, and that is going to disappear. In fact, if you have any interest in hard red winter wheat country, you should be aware of the fact that a rain and snow event will begin tomorrow and continue on Thursday in the southwest U.S. Plains, which is the one area that has had some rather serious droughty conditions here in the last few months, and that they will benefit greatly from that event. But meanwhile, back here at home, temperatures over the weekend did warm up. We saw a lot of temperatures all the way from Friday into Monday running in a steadily warming trend, with readings peaking out in the 30s and 40s across the north and 50s in the south, even some 60-degree temperatures in parts of Kansas and Missouri. There were a couple of beautiful days there, rather late in the holiday weekend. Well, the lowest temperatures at night, though, they were back into the teens and 20s late last week, but we did get away from that. And with temperatures this morning quite a bit warmer across a big part of the Midwest. Precipitation across the region is going to be somewhat restricted, although today we do have some light snow and a little bit of drizzle occurring from portions of northeastern sections of Indiana into Michigan and Ohio. Some of the snow this morning was actually moderate in intensity for brief periods of time. The precipitation over the next few days, though, will not be nearly as significant. In fact, we're probably going to stay away from a significant amount of precipitation for a while. Small disturbances will come and go across the region rather frequently and will end up with a rather limited amount of moisture occurring most often. The exception to this will probably come late in the weekend. At that time, we'll likely see a little disturbance coming in from the northwest. Some might want to try to call it an Alberta Clipper. I don't think there's enough cold air associated with it to quite qualify, but nevertheless, we'll see this precipitation and cooling trend come in during that period of time, Sunday and Monday. Might see some snow across a large part of the Midwest, with maybe a little wintry mix of precipitation in the warmer areas in the south. This system will not be a major event, but it'll probably be the most organized that we'll see for a while across the region. As we move on out into next week, a little deeper, we'll probably see another shot of warmer air across the region, and I don't expect any prolonged period of cool weather for us for an extended period of time. Well, down in South America, the forecast is still looking promising for parts of Brazil, with a scattering of showers and thunderstorms expected to bring some relief to the recent drying. With that said, what's left over of that high-pressure system that dominated northeastern Brazil for an extended period of time is going to be moving westward across South America. That's going to bring some heat and dryness for a short period of time to quite a few areas, starting in parts of Paraguay and portions of Mato Grosso do Sul here in the near term. Today through the end of this week, we'll probably see temperatures in the upper 90s to lower 100s there, and a rather erratic distribution of rainfall. As we move on into next week, though, we'll likely see this high-pressure system disappear after passing through Argentina for a little while, and so we'll end up seeing better rainfall again across parts of Brazil's southwestern crop areas. The bottom line is that everybody that's been quite dry in Brazil will get some shower and thunderstorm activity at one time or another between now and this time next week, with some areas in the center-south crop areas favorably moist by this time next week. Others will still need follow-up rain. And in Argentina, a little bit drier bias will occur for a few days and warmer temperatures, so that'll be beneficial for those areas that have had too much moisture recently. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.